Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Get your drum, feet on the table, whatever you need to do. We want everybody listening and tuning in to drum on this beat because we need unity in this land more than anything. This division is what's tearing people's families apart, countries apart, government. We're going to do that one more time, and we want everybody to participate with your drum. I don't care if it's your table, you're drumming on your table. Let's everybody get your drums out. Let's make this a collective energy force of unity. This is our time to have a collective energy force of unity. Get your drums. We're going to play that one more time. Everybody get your drums in the studio, in Facebook Live, drumming time. Unity, unity is our call. Out to the earth, all parts of the earth, north, south, east, west. Let's do this together.
And has let us run some people for that. From every tribe and language, people, every nation. Where warriors are falling, there's a resurrection coming.
With your heart to rise and shine.
Oh, wake up, you sleeping giants.
Your love and justice are being healed by the peace.
Oh, yeah, we're bringing us power through unity.
Well,
Tonight, we coming together tonight on Soul Purpose Healing to promote unity about mushrooms, yes, 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 and medvids, all of this technology around us. It was just so refreshing to see a documentary yesterday about mushrooms. It was an amazing, fascinating Netflix documentary about fantastic fungus. So that's what we're going to dive into tonight, talk about the fungus among us. But I have to share that, you know, people are really waking up. It's so exciting. As I choose audios on YouTube to share with you about information that we need so we come together, I stopped at a video about Fauci making his lies, sending his lies out and his nose growing every time I watch. So I said, let me just open this up and see what the comments are. I really didn't care what he had to say, but Dr. Fauci just, blah, 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 wah, 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 wah. That's what I hear from Dr. Fauci. So I opened up this video on YouTube of Dr. Fauci talking, and I started reading the comments. Not one supportive comment of this man. I must have read about 20 or 30 comments. Every comment was like, that lying fool, just total put down, put down, put down. Not one person believing what this man is saying. So that was a good sign of the amount of people waking up, because a year ago, there was a lot more comments that people were believing what was coming out of his mouth and not seeing that long Pinocchio nose. So now we are moving along, and I'm just so excited to see a lot of people waking up to the truth of where we are, especially information about who we are. Because this time talking about mushrooms tells a lot about who we are. We are nothing but a community of fungus. It's like amazing when you get this type of knowledge and realize all the things we were taught in school and all the things we know today about life and our journey, especially when you're a senior citizen, you don't even really think about whether what you believe is true or not sometimes, because it's just you believe this all this time, and if you've been studying and keeping up with things, you say, well, I know what you're talking about. But when you look into something as simple as fungus, it's so relevant. Let me tell you why it's so relevant to the corona adventure that we're on. Because we don't hear anything from the media or the government about, number one, our body's ability to overcome disease. But we don't hear a lot about the human body's function, what's in it, and how we overcome things and what we're made of. Have you ever heard anything from the media or the medical system on TV or the government about what we are made of and how we were put together in the womb? And you would think at this point, if we had a conscious government, that they would be talking about the human body and its ability to overcome things. But no, that's our responsibility. That's the conscious one's responsibility. That's why we are born for such a time as this, to promote truth, to promote it at all costs, no matter what, because we're not going to get it from the government. So we're going to develop unity in the earth body of humans today by looking at mushrooms and what that means for us today as we walk about on this earth, even just not deciding so much what to eat. I hope all of you out there love mushrooms like I. Health and well-being. I'm going to promote the truth of Mother Earth. We can no longer dwell on the problem. It's just too out there. It's just been there, going to be there. As long as we have a mainstream media, we're going to have problems because they're not reporting news. They're promoting an agenda and propaganda. And everybody, they're all reading a script. We know that now. I hope you know that. It's just a script on CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, all those letters. It's just a script to keep people in control, under their control. So we want to promote unity and truth on our Female Solution platform. That's what we do. Zelda's on Monday. Jody's on Tuesday. Naima's on Wednesday and Thursday. And then I'm back there on Friday. And then we have different guests. Mama D's on Saturdays, the fourth Saturday, I believe. We have Deborah giving us travel tips. And then we have Zana in UK. We got a global family here going. And so we are coming together. The platform of the Female Solution, we're coming together and promoting truth and light and love and harmony and unity. So I'm just continuing the flow of energy from the Female Solution family to give you some truth, some information that can help you have peace in your life. This, I hope and pray this show tonight will give you some peace. We're going to do some meditation throughout the show tonight because a lot of people are stressed right now. They're thinking about their future and all this pressure to do something they don't want to do and what is going to happen in the future if they keep up this nonsense about forcing us to take a medical procedure we don't want. So a lot of people are stressed. I am trusting in the creator of the universe, Yahuwah, I call them. It's a plurality for me, not a him or a he, a she. I don't call God he anymore. I've grown out of that relationship. I had a relationship with God he for a long time and reading the Bible and seeing God he, masculine, patriarch. But I've grown out of that. Thank you, Yah. And I'm into the we collective of the universe. To me, G-O-D represents an intelligent energy of the cosmos, an intelligent energy. So we can't put a gender on G-O-D anymore. I hope that most of you are ready to grow out of the gender he when you describe the creator, whether you call him G-O-D or Yahuwah or Allah. Let's just get away from the patriarchal he, God. It's not working for many people. And I think when we realize that, we're going to continue to raise the vibration, the frequency in the planet. We have got to raise the frequency. There's too much fear and stress right now, which is lowering the frequency. And that's why, my brothers and sister, people are getting sick. A lot of people are buying into the fear, buying into the stress, and buying into the belief that they need to put more pharmaceutical energy in their body. Think about this for a moment before we go into the fantastic fungus, that there are corporations that we call pharmaceuticals. And these pharmaceuticals work very hard to put chemicals in your temple of the soul, the house of the soul. They work really hard, but through what? Advertising. I was watching something on the internet, and there they come, drug commercials, skipping through the tulips and mentioning all the side effects that you could die, you could have blood from your ears, your eyes, your nose, your butt. And they're skipping through the tulips promoting a drug, a chemical to put in your body. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's skip through the tulips and take our drugs. So we have to be just conscious of this advertising that's always coming at us for the corporations in America, most of them are in America, promoting their product. They're promoting their product of drugs, chemicals, pharmakia, sorcery, witchcraft, whatever. It's in biblically, it's called all kinds of names, sorcery, pharmakia, you name it. But we who are enlightened and awakened and ready to walk on in this vessel of the soul with power and influence and light, we are rejecting the big pharma invitation, advertisements to take their concoctions, their sorcery. So many of us are going to stand firm on that belief. And those of you who don't, that's fine. We want to help you live a life no matter what your choices are. We want to help you live an abundant, free, happy, joyful life. That's why I'm here, to bring you a program that will inspire you to be joyful, to be healthy. On Friday, that's my biggest promotion, health and well-being. But tonight, it's soul purpose healing. What this body represents to me and many is a vessel, a house of our soul. And this soul is always ready to move with the cosmic energy of the universe. So that's why tonight we're going to learn about the fantastic fungus, which is in us, around us, everywhere. And here's the really important thing. Fungus and the microbiome, the microbes have been around longer than us. Fungus have been here longer than us. And guess who's going to survive the insanity of this nuclear age? Fungus. They're going to survive no matter what happens with human mankind. Fungus are going to survive because that's what they were created for. So when we're talking about bringing unity tonight to mushrooms and beds, we're talking about survival. Mushrooms have survived millions of years, and they're still here doing what they do. And we're going to hear more about what they do. They're not just for getting high like some people do. That's one of their great advantages and one benefit. But mushrooms are here to remind us who we are and how we can tap into their eternalness, their longevity, and we can have unity in finding that there are other ways to strengthen this body and keep the viruses at bay. We are not going to eliminate the virus. Let's just get that clear. They have super bugs out there that are being created because man has tried to use penicillin and antibiotics and all these things. And what it has created is these resistant microbes. They're better, stronger than anything man could create, and that's what mushrooms are. So I want to share with you a little clip about the fantastic fungus documentary on Netflix. So entertaining and so educational. It was amazing. So let me get right into that. Listen up on what this documentary can teach you and help you, how it can help you be in unity with yourself and Mother Earth. That's what's important.
My mission is to discover the language of nature of the fungal networks that communicate with the ecosystem. And I believe nature is intelligent.
You know, these mushrooms can get you high, they can heal you, they can feed you, they can kill you.
Mushrooms are not like a vegetable, and it's not like an animal, but somewhere in between.
They respond to their environment, they seek out food, and they defend themselves. They solve problems.
I mean, they correct everything on Earth. They support life, they convert life, they carry life. They're remarkable beings.
Just to give you an idea of how much fungi are in the forest, as you're walking, there's about 300 miles of fungi. The bulk of the organism is growing underground, and it's composed of this long thread called a mycelium.
Almost everyone knows about the computer internet. The mycelium shares the same network design. It's amazing. They really are a frontier of knowledge.
Why do mushrooms produce molecules that fit receptors in the human brain and body? Does that mean we're supposed to be using these things?
I have been a guide for around 350 psilocybin sessions.
The most glorious part of it was that it made me feel more comfortable with living, you know, because you're not afraid. No.
One third of individuals in the study said it's the single most spiritually significant experience of their lives. From my perspective, this core experience informs all of the religious, ethical, and moral traditions. I mean, that is the core of love thy neighbor as thyself. I could see this as being critical to the evolution of the species, frankly.
There's a brilliant chemistry to mushrooms. They probably can help us solve all sorts of problems.
They can break down anything that's hydrocarbon-based. So that includes stuff like oil spills.
You can filter water. You can create medicinal compounds almost on demand.
They have incredible capacity to make things change very, very quickly. So if we can work with them, if we get it, you know, if humans get it, we can change this thing really fast. So I am super hopeful.
You're officially a mushroom farmer.
I see my species as part of a larger whole. Rather than being at the top of the pyramid, being one of the organisms with inside the circle. And the circle is made up of mycelium, holding us all together.
We are not an individual. We are a vast network of molecules and energies and wavelengths. The interconnectedness of being is who we are.
When we see it, we understand it. And when we understand it, we care about it. And when we care about it, we'll do something to help it.
We need to have a paradigm shift in our consciousness. What will it take to achieve that?
So, mushrooms, who would have thought these little strange-looking fungus growing out of the ground had so much power and purpose? That's what I got out of this almost two-hour documentary, The Power and Purpose of Mushrooms. And that's what we want to do tonight, is bring unity to that thought about mushrooms. Because, as they said, it's part... The mushrooms, which have been here longer than we have, is part of a large network that is meant to help us be balanced on planet Earth. We have such an imbalance right now with people thinking they need a savior in a pharmaceutical company's product, which is okay. I'm okay with people choosing whatever they need to do. I'm done debating with people about my beliefs and what I believe is right for this temple of the soul. I'm just going to promote truth and light and unity. I'm done with all this divisive communication. It's just exhausting, And we don't need to be exhausted because why? We're going into the fall months, August, September. And when Dr. Fauci says it's going to get worse, that means the fear is going to be worse. They're going to put more fear on people about everything. So we already know what they're going to do. It's a repeat of 2020, folks. This year, same pandemic part two. So we got to be ready with power and purpose of mushrooms. Mama AZ, if she's in the studio, mushrooms, ask those somebody to bring you lots of mushroom dinners and all that. That might help. We're going to try everything for Mama AZ to get her body back in balance, back into homeostasis, because she's been a great teacher for us. So we want to help the teacher get well so she can continue teaching. And mushrooms is something everyone should be adding to their diet. Shiitake, maitake is in. And there are lots of formulas out there, capsules you can take. But the most important part of the mushroom is that there are receptors in our brain and our body. What do we mean by receptors? Well, just like the cannabis, the cannabidiols, I'm watching my clock for commercial, the cannabidiols have receptors, and we have receptors in our body for that particular plant they recognize. They had to do a lot of research to find this out. So they took cells from the body, and they put them under a microscope, and then they took the cells from the cannabis plants, they put them on, and they realized that there's like this groove in the body waiting for cannabis to come in and fit the groove. Isn't that awesome that we have a groove? We have these little parts in our body, in our brain, in fact, that are ready to receive particular cellular structures, construction of mushrooms. Yes, mushrooms, fungus. A fungus is needed by our body. The body is telling us that we need mushrooms when they find receptor points for certain cellular structures like mushrooms and cannabis. That's when we know we need it. Our body, and that's how we know our body is like a puzzle waiting for that piece to come in, especially when we're not in homeostasis. So it's exciting to learn about the items in our earth, not McDonald's hamburgers and not donuts. Like when they push in donuts as a bribe for you to a bribe to take the pharmaceutical products in your body, think twice. I don't think we got receptors in our body for donuts, okay? It's a drug. We all need our drugs, right? We got food. We got marijuana. We got alcohol. We love our alcohol, food, and all these things that bring our pleasure to our body, that numb our soul, our spirit. Okay, whatever you need to survive, do it. But here's a wisdom about a plant, a fungus, which is part of the microbiome system. We talk a lot about that on, we talk a lot about the microbiome on Friday morning, health and well-being, because to me, that's the army in your gut, on your body, that's running the whole show. The brain and the microbiome, all those microbes are hearing messages. And as you heard in this this audio I just played, the mycelium, which is a mushroom part product, has threads. The mycelium has threads that travel under the earth, connecting tree information, connecting all kinds of information. So even trees have receptors for mycelium, which are mushrooms, and they send messages in Mother Earth. We're getting messages in Mother Earth from the mushroom, which has been here for hundreds of thousands of years. And so guess what? When we put that mushroom in our body, we're getting connected to a network throughout Mother Earth. This is so powerful if you really get this. And yeah, and I just keep getting little bits of wisdom about this. After watching the documentary, I just got red flags coming up everywhere, like, whoa, this means this and this means that. So I came to the conclusion after watching this documentary, okay, Naima's ready for the commercial. I'm going to open up Naima's mic, my executive producer. But I want to just say I came to the conclusion that when you put things like cannabis and mushrooms in your body, you are connecting to this powerful, powerful network that is in Mother Earth. And I just lost my, okay, whatever. All right, Naima, I think you're okay. I just lost my tablet for some reason. But Naima, your mic is open. If you want to play a commercial.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
I'm Viata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viata.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
We're back. I lost my tablet because I actually let the battery run out. Somehow I did that. Battery went down. I'm like 2%. So we're going to have to go to my phone and Soul Purpose Healing. I can't get on Soul Purpose Healing through Facebook. Facebook like cut me off. So anyway, we're going to continue with Mushroom County, Mushroom Control here. I'm trying to get to Soul Purpose Healing, but it's not working. Okay, here we go. But I'm on Facebook. For those of you in the studio, if you're trying to find me on Soul Purpose Healing, I'm on my Facebook page, Vieta, V-I-E-T-T-A. You can go there and find me. until I can get back to Soul Purpose Healing with my tablet. I'm beyond Soul Purpose Healing. I mean, Vieta. Okay, so we're talking about mushrooms tonight. How mushrooms are so powerful. Okay, get Daddy in there. My daddy's in there. That's my daddy back there. So where we go? Here. Okay. So we're back. I lost my Soul Purpose Healing video because my tablet was not plugged in. And so I apologize for those on Soul Purpose Healing. Yeah, Soul Purpose Healing. Facebook just cut me off. But it was my tablet, actually. And then I can't get back on for some reason. So weird things are happening. But I'm so glad you're here. If you're here, join me on my Facebook page, Vieta. And I'm live showing up with my dad. That's my dad, by the way, for those of you who may be new. This is my dad, Sherman Howard, who transitioned in 2019, December, after 95 years on the planet. This man was my most important mentor all my life because he has so much wisdom. So that's him in playing at the University of Nevada. He was a football player at the University of Nevada, and then he went to the NFL back in 1948, 49, and played for 4 years before he and my mother conceived me. And then he retired because he injured his shoulder. But we wrote a book together, Sherman Howard, Football and Beyond. And the beyond is so important because when he left that football arena, NFL football arena, he began to teach physical education in the public school, high school in Chicago, Illinois, Harlan High School. And that's where he influenced thousands and thousands of young men, mostly young men, because he was a football coach. Your Facebook page comes back. Well, yeah, my Facebook page will come back, but in the meantime, you can jump on over to my personal Facebook page. Hi, Deborah. Deborah jumped right over there. Thank you, Deborah. And so my dad has just been, he's still with me, you know, even though his spirit and his body was buried and in a casket, that man's spirit is still with me. He's the one who is pushing me into courage and boldness. Mama AZ always says I have a hatchet, and some people might be intimidated by my bedside manner and wants to be in your video. Hi, Deborah. She wants to be in my video? Okay. Let's see. We'll bring see if Deborah can be in my video. As a guest. Okay, we're going to approve Deborah in there as a guest. Hi, Deborah. We're going to have Deborah come in as a guest. But this man is still with me in spirit because wisdom was his forte. So much wisdom. He fought in the World War II. The guest is coming alive. Okay. He fought in World War II, and he was in Jim Crow. He grew up in Jim Crow South, Louisiana, and he survived, and he played NFL. He was a pioneer in the NFL arena in late 40s, early 50s. And so that's my mentor back there that is still hanging around me to this day, leading me and guiding me to be courageous with wisdom and truth. Truth, because this man took care of his body so well. His body looked like that his whole life. And in his 90s, he got even thinner because he wasn't eating. He wasn't moving as much, but he was playing golf in his 80s. But that man is encouraging me to be bold and out there, bold and truthful, courageous, no matter what. And that's where we all need to go these days. So tonight, we're going to be flooded with information about the fungus among us. So I have another, before we get into MedBeds is also part of our topic tonight. But before we get into the MedBeds, I have a couple of audios you just need to hear about the fungus, the mushroom. Because as I said, The fungus network that has been around for hundreds of thousands of years connects the plants in the earth to one another. So how about us taking in mushrooms and being connected to the people around us? Wouldn't that be a novel idea? Unity. That's how we're promoting unity tonight, is reminding ourselves of the power of the mushroom that connects with fibers, with threads, what they call mycelium, holds everything together. How about mushrooms holding us humans together, our souls together, to promote the truth about who we really are? Not that what the Faucis and the government, this Biden administration is like a comedy, a Saturday Night Live show. Is anybody out there feeling that? Raise your hand if you agree that the Biden administration is like a Saturday Night Live skit, because it so goes against who we are as human souls. And so it's a comedy. We got to be able to laugh about it. Don't get too serious about what they're putting out there in terms of fear and dread and division. I love the woman who comes out, the CDC director with the dark hair. She even looks like she wears black lipstick. And every time I see her on YouTube, I just tune in to see what she's talking about and what the comments are. The comments are always like, get out of here, lady. We are not believing that crap. So I love watching her. So she's so serious about, we are in dreaded danger. We're all going to die because there's a new variant. And you're like, is this Saturday Night Live yet? It's like, really? Is she serious? I mean, how many of you are believing this Biden administration show? It's like really comical to me now, because I have a spirit of courage, wisdom backing me up. And I know that what my dad taught me was what I need to be teaching others about the human vessel of the soul and how we need to promote unity now above all else. Unity, unity, unity. If your mothers and your sisters and your brothers took the jab, just don't talk about it anymore. Just wait and see what happens. Let's just all promote unity, unity with the mushroom tonight. Let's get everybody in the mushrooms. I want everybody out there to start looking at mushroom recipes so that you can take those mushroom dishes to your families who took the jab maybe and just help them promote health for them. Anybody you know that took the jab, just promote health with mushrooms tonight. Look up some recipes and even take a joint over there. I mean, some cookies or brownies or something. Take some cannabis or CBD oil to them. So we can all be connecting our energy with Mother Earth, because that's what these cannabidiols and mycelium mushrooms do. So we're going to hear more about that. And then we're going to do a little meditation tonight, because it's important as we renew our mind, jump into a new paradigm of thought and action, that we meditate and breathe into this new energy that we're promoting tonight. So I'm going to play another Fungus Among Us awareness, that you'd be surprised what mushrooms can do.
So many things you can do with fungi, and this is what keeps us up at night. Fungi for food, medicine, textiles, fiber, packaging materials, even biofuel. Fungi just have this potential to unlock biological material that's a waste product in our civilization and convert it into something else. So that's what's exciting. And everyone's like scampering onto this bandwagon to try to catch up. I started as a grower, and I was out collecting edible mushrooms. That would be all I was interested in, the edibility, the economic factor. You know, I can sell this mushroom and make money.
This one's definitely sellable. It smells really good.
It's just untapped completely.
See that one?
Oh, that's the best
one. All in the meantime, I'm focused on this one mushroom in the woods. While I'm passing thousands, and I've got my blinders on. Now all I'm interested in is all those little brackets and fungi. I have a lot of species of fungi here in the lab, and there's 1.5 million species plus of fungi on the planet.
Our theory is that when you have an infection and you're either not sure what the bacteria is or you know that that bacteria is drug resistant, so we don't have a really perfect treatment, that you could take that bacteria, inoculate the mushroom, so put it on the mushroom would then sweat out these metabolites, and those metabolites would basically be able to kill that bacteria. So it's like a personalized antibiotic production system for your infection. Knowing the problems we have with antimicrobial resistance, something like this that's coming out of a different perspective and saying, look, let's take advantage of what the natural world can already do, to me, that's just fascinating. I think it's unlimited what we can do with mushrooms once we know more about the different varieties that are out there and more about their biology in general. Right now, Haiti has been completely deforested. And so part of the process of developing requires building materials. There is an urgency to go out and find new sustainable products, and I think this has a really big potential to be one of those. We're looking at compression strength, tensile strength, flame retardant, its ability to act as insulation. The fungi has so many properties that are healing properties, antibiotic properties. It's lightweight, it's a great source of protein. It will be able to filter all sorts of pathogens and chemicals out of our water system.
The amount of potential solutions that we have for fungi are tremendous.
Good girl, but this one. Favorite.
You open one door, there's 10 doors. Then you open up that one, and it's 100. And all these have not been explored yet. This is just the beginning.
We're not sure why the fungi bioluminesce. And that's what we're trying to do right now, figure out why.
Okay, that ended for some reason. So people are really, they're actually mushroom, and we're back on Facebook Live on Soul Purpose Healing, for those of you who were on Facebook Live. I'm on both Facebook Live, Soul Purpose Healing, and on my personal page. We can do this. I'm multitasking here. I love it. But that's what my dad helps me do. Thank you, Daddy. So thank you for joining us. For those of you who just joined us, we played an audio from at the beginning that really laid out the plan for tonight on how we are going to bring unity with mushrooms and medbeds. We're going to talk about medbeds in the next hour, but for now we've got all this information about mushrooms that we want to share with you, because mushrooms connect the earth to other plants. Mushrooms are in between plants and animals. So because fungus, that's where fungus lines up in the earth, in the animal kingdom, in the plant kingdom. It's not really a plant. It's not really an animal. It's in between fungus, microbes, living organisms like viruses and bacteria and fungus. Those are the major particles, components of the microbiome. So these are the energies, the elements that can keep us in unity. When we take in the fungus of mushrooms and the cannabidiols and hemp and marijuana and all those, we are connecting ourselves with the threads that these plants grow from Mother Earth. Mother Earth gives these plants energy that keeps them balancing the earth. So we've got another audio. I don't know what happened to that one. But there was a time, like this one is about when a giant fungi ruled the earth. Let's see. We're going to learn all we can about these amazing.
420 million years ago, a giant rose along the riverbanks of what would become North America. It feasted on the dead, growing slowly into the largest living thing on land. This towering colossus wasn't animal, plant, or mineral. Instead, it belonged to an unlikely group of pioneers that ultimately made life on land possible, the fungi. If you're anywhere on land right now, like not on a fishing boat or some floating oil rig, then all the life that you see around you right now is there because of fungi. Fungi like the small, unassuming little decomposer known as Prototubus protuberans. It's one of the earliest known fungi in the fossil record, dating back 440 million years to the early Silurian period. Prototubus grew near coastlines and rivers on the supercontinents of Gondwana and Laurentia, and regions that would eventually become New York, Saudi Arabia, Sweden, and Scotland. But back then, life in these places was anything but lush. On land, plants of life were sparse. There were bacteria, algae, early plants like liverworts, and possibly some of the first terrestrial arthropods. But if it weren't for fungi, things probably would have stayed that way. Because even though they weren't very big, early fungi like Tortutubus had a superpower, the ability to break down almost anything using digestive enzymes. Fungi eat by releasing enzymes that break down organic matter. This allows them to take the nutrients they need from their material while helping the rest to decompose. But these enzymes could be so powerful that they could eat into solid rock. Given enough time and some help from erosion, many fungi can weaken rocky earth and eventually form fertile soil that plants can sink their roots into. So big complex life on land, like vascular plants, probably wouldn't have been possible if Tortutubus and its fungal predecessors hadn't prepared the land first. Once plant life started to spread and diversify on land in the Devonian period, fungi were there to help. Again, some scientists think that the first land plants used symbiotic fungi in their roots to help them gather and transport nutrients. In fact, most plants still do this today. If you pull a plant out of the soil, you'll probably see a lot of dirt sticking to little white hair things on the roots. Those hair things are actually bundles of nutrient-absorbing tendrils called hyphae from fungi living symbiotically with the plant. And these fungal structures are incredibly important for making arable soil that plants can grow in. They help stabilize soil, retain moisture, and hang on to nitrogen. So without fungi, soil would just be non-nutritious dirt. But you know what's weird? Despite their starring role in making life on land possible, ancient fungi haven't been studied much by scientists. That's probably why back in the 1800s, when paleontologists discovered a fossil that was 8 times taller than the tallest plants of its time, no one expected it to be a fungus. Geologists first discovered this enormous fossil in 1843 during a coal survey in Gaspé Bay, Canada. It was more than 8 meters tall, shaped kind of like a tree trunk, and it came from a layer of earth that dated back 420 million years, when the Silurian period gave way to the Devonian. A good 20 million years after Tortutubus first appears in the fossil record. And for a long time, researchers were totally stumped by this specimen. Stumped, is that some kind of tree trunk joke? The fossil remained unstudied in a museum collection for years before paleontologist John William Dawson found more new specimens in the 1850s and tried to classify them. Dawson thought this thing might be a primitive conifer tree with some sort of fungus growing on it. So he named it Prototaxides, which means first yew after the tree he thought it most resembled. Then in 1872, botanist William Carruthers wrote a paper saying that Prototaxides couldn't possibly be a plant. He said it was probably a giant mound of algae, like maybe kelp. And to his credit, English botanist Arthur Harry Church also studied Prototaxides in 1919, and he said it probably was a fungus. But nobody really paid attention to him at the time, which is too bad. So based on Carruthers' findings, Prototaxides was filed under probably weird algae for more than a century. Until the 1990s, when Francis Huber, a curator at the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History, took yet another look. And he focused on a feature of Prototaxides that had long puzzled scientists. These strange rings. They look kind of like growth rings, like what you'd find in modern trees. But the rings in Prototaxides were lopsided and not always concentric. So Huber examined them under the microscope and found long tube-shaped cells that were similar to the hyphae found in modern fungi. He concluded that Prototaxides wasn't a plant at all, but rather a member of Team Fungus. And this was the same conclusion of another study done in 2007 that looked at the chemical makeup of the fossils. Now, how can chemistry tell you whether something's a fungus? The answer, as always, is carbon. We talk about carbon a lot around here because carbon is the stuff of life. And different kinds of living things can be identified by how much carbon and in what kinds a fossil contains. The thing that researchers focus on here is a ratio of various isotopes of carbon, like carbon-12 and carbon-13. Now, plants have pretty consistent ratios of carbon-12 to 13 because they all get their carbon from the same place, the CO2 in the air. But things that eat instead of photosynthesize, like animals and fungi, pick up carbon isotopes from their food, so their ratios can vary a lot. And the 2007 study compared the isotopes in several fossils of Prototaxides from different eras. They found that those ratios changed radically over time, probably as its food sources changed. This means Prototaxides was not a photosynthesizer, but an eater. It got its food from other living things. Now, there's still a chance that this enormous not-plant thing was something else, like a lichen. Despite looking like weird plants, lichens are actually fungal hybrids that house their own algae or photosynthetic bacteria. So far, no one's come up with a good way to prove whether Prototaxides was a pure fungus or a lichen. But either way, it was a giant in its day, and it marks the peak of fungi's reign over life on land. When they first appeared in the early Devonian, the fungal spires of Prototaxides towered over everything else that grew, burrowed, and crawled around them. Like the humble Tortutubus, Prototaxides fed on dead stuff. But unlike its tiny predecessor, the giant fungus sent out huge networks of hyphae in all directions, sending food back to its central pillar. And in turn, it may have been a source of food and shelter for early invertebrates, Scientists have even found little boreholes and tunnels that look like insect burrows in some of its fossils. All told, the heyday of the giant fungus spanned 70 million years, a short time that saw a lot of change. When Prototaxites first arrived on the scene 420 million years ago, vascular plants had just begun to colonize the land. But by the time they vanished 350 million years ago, the first trees started to tower over the fungi that had paved the way for them. No one's sure why the giant fungus went extinct. And I, for one, am bummed that I will never get to see one. Some speculate that it grew too slowly to recover from being chewed on by invertebrates all the time. Others suggest that the rise of the land plants brought too much competition for nutrients. Either way, ever since the demise of Prototaxites, for hundreds of millions of years, fungi have continued to thrive, but with a much lower profile. Today, they're mostly found in the dark, close to the surface, and even underground. But the world we live in was made possible by these fungal pioneers, with their ability to digest rock to create soil, and to derive life from there. Thanks for putting the fun in fun guy with me today. Now, what do you want to know about the story of life on Earth? Let us know in the comments, and don't forget to go to youtube.com/eons and subscribe. But don't stop exploring now. Do yourself a...
So, looking at this book cover behind me of my dad and I wrote this book together. Football. We're going to talk football for just a minute. Football, we got Team Fungus here. Team Fungus has been around for millions of years. And this is something very relevant today. This is how we're going to develop unity and win this game that we're playing. And on the other side is Team Fauci. We all know who those team members look like. They're on the media every day. Every day we see these faces. If you got a TV or even if you could do YouTube, even if you don't have a TV, every time I open my phone, if I want to look at the news, the first item on there is always about COVID. Blah, blah, blah. So you have to scroll through if you don't want to read anything about COVID. And then several items later, they're still talking about. Now we're talking about the variant. So we got Team Fungus over here that we're hearing about today. We're getting to know Team Fungus, brothers and sisters, tonight. Because this team is awesome. This team will help you overcome anything if you use it correctly and if you put the players in the right position. So Team Fungus, and he mentioned carbon. We got some carbon working for us up. And then we got the Team Fauci over here. So this is this is the second quarter. We're about to go into halftime where they're going to bring out the entertainment. Okay, maybe we're in halftime because the entertainment is really coming out, the entertainment of all the star superstars are coming out with their little signs for get the injection. So we're probably at halftime about now. Let's say this is halftime. But we just got to know Team Fungus, which has been around for millions of years, and you decide what team you're going to be on, Team Fauci or Team Fungus. Team Fungus, if you connect to the mushrooms, get those mushrooms in your body, drink them, whatever you got to do, take the supplements, those mushrooms are going to connect you with what they call the mycelium. And that's going to connect you to the energy of the earth. Just like the cannabidiol, the hemp plant, just like all of these plants, there are threads coming from those million-year-old organisms. Because remember, they're not mushrooms, they're not really plants, and they're not animals. They're fungus. They're microorganisms, part of the microbiome. So we're going to connect with Team Fungi. This next half of this football game we're playing. Team Fungus, Carbon, and Team Fauci. Let's just throw him in there because he's on the other. We got a game, a competition going with the Pinocchio type over here, Fauci, Biden, and the whole Biden administration, all the Democrats, Republicans. We just put them over there with Team Fauci because there aren't very many who are promoting Team Fungus. They certainly aren't waving our fungus flag, but we're going to wave the fungus flag tonight because those mushrooms are super power awesome to bring our body into a place of so much power and resistance and strength that we're going to slaughter Team Fauci, like my dad's team. That team that he played on in Nevada went to Oklahoma in 1940-something. And the score, but my dad's team, Nevada, the Wolf team, my dad's team beat the all-white Oklahoma team 65-10. It was ridiculous. This is Team Fungus back here. All right, Team Fungus coming out with the superheroes. We're going to slaughter the Team Fauci. That's right. We got to have the Team Fungus, though, mind. We got to have that connection. Let's connect to the threads of the earth with Team Fungus and let watch Team Fungus, Team Fauci entertain us during halftime. So we're coming out in this second half of this game. We're going to be powerful. We're going to slaughter them, 65. We're going to just squash them. So we got Naima's ready for our next commercials. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the other, the med beds a little bit. I got a little, one more audio for the fungus. But we're going to talk about med beds, the connection of unity with med beds, and how that is something that also we can go into the earth and receive the benefits of earth beds. Okay, so Naima, whenever you're ready, we'll go to commercial and
hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago for your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No heights, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Against Team Fauci. So I just thought about something. You know, part of the Team Fungus players in this football, virtual football game, and we're going to go to Mama AZ next on the phone, and call in to comment if you have a comment, if you're a football fan or not, or if you're just a fungus fan, let's hear from you. And part of Team Fungus is there's a player on Team Fungus called a virus. Yeah. They're part, the virus is part of the fungus team of viruses and bacteria. They're called microbiome. So on this team that is going to give us strength and power is an awareness, a consciousness about who's on our side. Because viruses are really not our enemy, but they're Fauci's enemy. Because they got to have an enemy in it. On their team, they create their enemy. So they've created an enemy in us now. Those who don't want to play the pharmaceutical game, we're now the enemy. And so they're going to create their own little entertainment. We're in the halftime performance. I think I'd call this halftime performance, August of 2021. Halftime performance. Are we halfway? We're halfway through the year, too. Yeah, June, July, August, yeah. So we're going to enjoy the entertainment in the August of 2021 before we slaughter them with Team Fungus. Yay! So let's talk to Mama AZ. Mama AZ in Arizona, how are you tonight? What's going on?
Greetings. Dr. V, can you hear me?
Yes, speak up. We can hear you.
Okay, excellent. I will say this. We got to do a show about titanium and the effects of titanium. And also this antibiotic is called cefazolin with dextrose. Have you ever heard of it?
What? Spell that again.
It's C as in cat, E as in Edward, F as in Frank, A as in Arizona, Z as in zebra, O as in Oscar, L as in Larry, I as in Israel, N as in Nancy, cefazolin with dextrose. That's the antibiotic. They for 2 months and a half, 8 hours, every 8 hours, I was getting until the 28th. I said, y'all can do what you want to do. I'm not taking any more of this right now. And the disease control unit, they were very upset that I stopped it on my own. And I don't know how mushrooms, that the reason that I'm saying this is because I'm wondering would the mushrooms help to get this faster out of my system, because I do notice a difference in me not having it for 2 days, and I really notice a difference with the titanium being out of my body. I mean, seriously, Dr. V, we need to find out about this and talk about it and the mushrooms.
Yes. I'll be on that after the show. My phone's being used for Facebook Live, but I'll definitely look that up. My dad used to do that all the time. He would go to the doctor. They give him a prescription because senior citizens all need a drug, right? So they give him a prescription. He'd call me. I'm saying, oh, what's this drug? And I'd look it up and tell him all the side effects. He'd say, oh, no, thanks. I don't want to take that. So that's how he lived to be 95 years old. He was kept rejecting the pharmaceuticals. Prescriptions. So we'll look that up. But thank you for sharing that, because we're learning a lot about titanium. And cefazolin is another sorcery concoction that man uses on Team Fauci to fight the Team Fungus and the Team Virus. And instead of using things like, how about some goat milk kefir or kefir, K-E-F-I-R. That's a really good drink that can bring good bacteria into your body and help you be stronger instead of weaker. Because what antibiotics are going to do, they weaken you. But considering you had that titanium in there, your bacteria of one kind grew trying to fight the titanium, and it was overpowering your body because it was fighting. You know, think about it, Mama Z. Your body's been at war with titanium for a long time. And when your body's at war with, what's that?
Since the age of 30. And,
right.
Well, actually, it was before then, because they did the first procedure when I was 6 or 7 with this metal. And then when I got in my 30s, they started using the titanium hip stem, total hip replacement. So it's been a minute. And I want to interject this. Please, families, look after your elders or do something, or because you know what? If you don't take your pain pill, they're standing around. Do you know they have to wait to see you swallow it, family, before they can leave? And they're like always coming around. Do you need this? You better take this. Do you need this? You better take this. I'm serious. I'm so blessed to be able to have this journey, family. It's challenging, but I came to the planet to do this. And it's very sad, you know, when you don't have family that cannot keep an eye on you. They do whatever they want to do. So I'm just grateful that your dad, Dr. V, had the wisdom to roll with in a good way and be on top of things as much as he was, because that's why you are who you are with that gold invisible hatchet, you know? And when I'm in a zone and I'm hurting and I want to just like go to the other side, I have to put myself with you guys and Brother Kwame and others who have kept me grounded and talked me through the pain. Like the Silver Method was a great help in my early 30s and 40s to keep grounded with Jose Silva. So I'm just grateful. And again, family, please look, eyeball your elders, because they are doing some not too good things. So if somebody,
I can't go to you know, look up cefazolin. Can somebody look up the side effects of cefazolin, C-E-F as in Frank, A-Z-O-L, just to educate us and the listening audience about side effects of antibiotics? Doctors do the best they can with the training mm-hmm. they have from the medical school started by the Rockefellers to make money with their oil and all that. But we are wiser now. We have the internet. We can always go. And we, okay. Kwame says, I can't read that. Kwame, maybe you could open your mic and read about side effects if you have them. In the meantime, thank you, Mama AZ, because we are really being educated. Okay, Kwame is press one. Let's hear from Kwame Sunhorse this evening. If he looked up cefazolin, just so we have an idea, you know, of side effects from a pharmaceutical sorcery concoction, but meant to help get rid of all the microbes that were created to get rid of the titanium. Anyway, Kwame Sunhorse, your mic's open. Welcome.
Good evening, Sister Viata, and good evening, Mom AZ. Cefazolin side effects would be allergic reaction, confusion, diarrhea, drowsiness, fainting, fever, gas, headache, heartburn, hives, increased transaminitis, injection sites, reactions, pain, swelling, skin rash, or hard lumps, lightheadedness, loss of appetite, low blood pressure, low platelet count, low white blood cell count, nausea, vomiting, oral thrush, phlebitis,
and on.
Rectal itching, seizures, skin rash, Stephen Johnson syndrome, stomach cramps, thrombosis, tiredness, transient evolution of the hyponatremia. They got all these medical terms. vaginal itching and discharge. And white patches and sores on the side of the mouth and lips.
So have you had any of those, Mama A.B.?
Dr. V, when they couldn't get my schedule right to go to the ID, meaning the infectious disease doctor, five times they screwed it up. And that was the universe saying, uh-uh, what you going to do about this, Paris? Uh-uh. So on the 28th day, the 27th, they were supposed to stop me. But as soon as my appointment couldn't be met, they kept giving it to me, got me another appointment. They even sent somebody here at 5 p.m. in the evening. And the guy knew me. He said, what the hell is going on, Paris? I said, the universe is working in a good way. Don't be tripping. Just go on about your business. I'm not going anywhere. And I told the nurse when she came in here with another thing, I said, you take that shit back where you got it from, because I'm not going to put it in my veins anymore. Family, I don't know what's going to happen, but the universe, my gut, is saying enough is enough. 2.5 months, round the clock, 8 hours, every 8 hours. If that infection is not where it's supposed to be, out of my body, then, hey, I'm just going to talk to myself and say, look here, we got to get down and get this out of here, because I'm not taking any more of that stuff that Brother Kwame just talked about. And I'm not playing. You have a right, yeah, people, to refuse medication and anything. And I've noticed my thinking since I've got the Motivite over here, and my thinking since that stuff hasn't been in me since the 28th is clear. And even my pain level has subsided. And I'm like, do I have a yeast infection or what, urinary tract infection? I'm like, hey, what the heck is this? Because when you urinate, you can feel it through your fingers, through your toes. Then I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm like, okay, it's this stuff. And they wanted me to walk, and I was too dizzy, and the PT people got upset because I couldn't do certain things. I said, look here, if you can't have people 5 minutes, every 5 minutes around the clock with me, how can I do anything when I'm dizzy and the ceiling is going around? But they act like, well, hey, that's not my issue. We just need to have you to walk so we can see that you done this and you done. Mm-mm. Nope. As long as it's warm, family, I'll be in a tent. I'll figure out a way to get my butt in a tent, figure out something, if there's no place else for me to go, because what they're doing is wanting me to be in an assisted living situation. No. I see clearly now. I see clearer now, family. And I'm sharing this because of you family members who may not care enough about your elders. They want us off the fucking planet, excuse my French, off the planet anyway, because of the knowledges that we have. Like Brother Kwame says, we must go the route of the overground railroad. I am so ready to connect on that level, even with the physical challenges that I have now. There's nothing in my right leg. I can't use it, but that's okay. It's there. They did not have to amputate, and they're not. And I'm in less pain since that titanium is out of me. I don't know what the universe has in store for this right side to be replaced. However, I know that my decision to discontinue this IV for a while was the right thing to do. And I'm grateful that I have enough sense left about me, family, that I'm able to do that. Many of us are not. And I say it's because of all the years that I've been out in nature and having that relationship with nature. It's vital. It's essential. It's essential. And then med bed things, I don't know about that. What my spirit tells me is to go and dig you a hole, a pit, and get your behind in that pit and do the med bed pit. That's my wisdom. What you say, Brother Kwame Sunhorse?
Well, I mean, earthing is one of the natures on healing beds, and this is why they use the clay. They use the different soils that are used because it has minerals and it has life in it. And so these are natural life. These are not something created in a lab and through technology and them amplifying some frequencies or whatever they're doing. It's not an artificial. Earth is a natural frequency, which is conducive to the human body, because human frequency is 7.83 and the human body is 7.5 to 2 hertz. So we synchronize. And what it happens also is that especially clay, Georgia clay and the different clays, will draw out the toxins and bacteria in your body. So this is why women have, what do they call them, them facials that they put mud packs on their face. And even even what's more important is that when we dig crystals in Arkansas, they're in this clay. It's like peanut butter. It's real thick and reddish brown. But this is what crystals grow in. The water turns and forms its sacred geometry in the mud. And they have the frequency and setting up their piezoelectric current. So, yeah, I mean, the earth is a better bed.
Absolutely. So thank you, Mama AC. In fact, let me just play, before we go to the break, this is man's idea of a med bed. So let's compare, you know, we're talking Team Fungus versus Team Fauci, and then we're talking Team Mother Earth versus Team Medbed. So let's listen to, this is about 3 minutes of what man's medbed is like.
Yes. Hi, this is Corey from Device Lab. We're an IDH partner with Renaissance located in Tustin, California. What we have here today is a setup to showcase our design capability, both from the industrial, the mechanical, the electronics, and the firmware software using the Renaissance technology. Particularly today, we're showcasing Synergy. This is a futuristic concept medical bed incorporating many elements. We have an example of a patient on the bed with some automation that can go through and do some diagnosis. With that, we have a variety of wireless sensor in the health space that uses wireless EKG, where we can collect data and stream it to a smart device like Android or iOS. Along with that, we have a customer application, which is this product from Becker Smith. Becker Smith FlowSafe is in the spinal fluid drain device market. The spinal fluid drain device covers patients who have some brain trauma, in which if there is a drain required for relief pressure in the head, that's what this device does with an IV connection. So with that, Under the hood, it encompasses many of the Renesas technology, beginning with the RZ, which is a higher power processor, a release product. We're working here with a beta product from the S7 family. The S7 family is what's showcased with Synergy in the pre-release platform, ranging from an S7, which is running an HMI, with Bluetooth connectivity to an Android platform. And with that, we are capturing ECG wirelessly. We're streaming live over the Android platform. We also have S3 for the IO, where there's not an LCD panel, but the electronics that makes the robotics and the inner working of the futuristic bed. And here we show more example of the HMI element, the circuit board behind it. Underneath, we have a number of circuit boards under the bed that is maybe a little bit harder to see, but this bed is composed of probably 10 different Renesas chips creating this demo today. The heartbeat is actually going over several Bluetooth channels from a source, relay a stereo, which is not trivial. And from that, we pick it up, we convert it to a heartbeat, and drive the bed as well as other data recorders.
That's the technology of the future. Actually, that video is maybe about 5 years old, so they've probably done a lot more work on that. But that's the technology. Don't you love all that reference to blue chips and wireless and circuit boards and apps and Android? Spinal fluid is in there, pelvic pressure, Bluetooth chips. Okay, Kwame, you had a comment on it. It's like, yeah, med beds are the future.
And that's very dangerous that we're being put in that mindset to think that something that is artificial frequency is going to be good for the body, which is, has a natural frequency. And this is where we get caught up in the AI and the DI. Divine intelligence is higher intelligence than artificial. And so, but what I wanted to speak to was you were talking about the fungi. And what we, and you spoke about the millions of years on one of the clips. But what's really happening too with it is that the Arctic and Antarctic is melting the ice that this fungi has been frozen in. And it's beginning to evaporate and beginning to go and be recirculated back down to the earth in the rainwater.
Wow. Okay. And what does that mean? We're going to get more fungi in the spreading around the earth?
But, yeah, it's just feeding what we need, that the earth has to be replenished because of what we're doing with all the toxins and the pollutions and the disrespect of Mother Earth. So what we're now looking at is how do we replenish, because once upon a time here in the West, we had the Amazon, which they're now burning and making way for cattle and burning down. So we're losing a great CO2, which now, if it wasn't for Gabon in Africa being the breath of the world now, and the people there in Ethiopia and Ghana, they're planting millions of trees, is to bring back that breath of life that we need on this planet. As man is doing this over here in the West, Africa still has its forests that's giving breath to the earth. So, and what we're getting ready to do next Sunday will be 8-8, which is the Lion's Gate. That means the portal, the Sirius, the spirit sign, opens up the gateway that we now will get inundated with another galactic energy that will hit the planet for 11 days, from the 8th through the 19th. And we're needing these energies to combat what they're doing with the Faucis and all of these others that are making us transhuman. Because anytime you put something in the human body that alters your DNA by putting that
unmuted
mRNA in your body, that alters it, and that puts you into a different classification as a natural human or unnatural human.
Oh, wow. Absolutely right. And you know, it just reminds me that people are talking about climate crisis and all that, but what you described about the ice melting and bringing us more fungi, that sounds to me like nature doing its work that it's supposed to do. I want to read a comment before we go to the break. Chip is listening on Facebook. He says, another serious, I think he meant side effect of antibiotic use is that they kill the gut bacteria, 80%+ of the immune system. It needs to be rebuilt with probiotics including Wellmune and a postbiotic. We'd love to discuss it. So thank you, Shig, for educating us, and I hope everyone who has been on antibiotics will see that and know that there's help out there. And yes, Mama AZ, we've been talking about prebiotics in the form of aloe vera, kefir. I wish you could get some goat kefir, because that goat kefir gives me so much strength. And I had a Dr. Daniels who talks about turpentine as a thing to use. But she was saying how she used goat kefir for a while, and it gave her so much strength when she was doing her workouts, and then she didn't have to use it as much anymore. So, yeah, we're working with Mama AZ to get the prebiotics in her body, the probiotics, and most important, communication, talking to her microbiome. She's got a good thing going with her brain and her gut, talking to those loving fungi, organisms, and bacteria, viruses. The whole team is working to get her back in the homeostasis. Thank you, universe, cosmos. We're going to go to our last break, and when we come back, we want to do a little meditation, because that is really the key to staying in peace and calm after this halftime show we're seeing with the Fauci team. Thank you, Naima Latif, for bringing us the commercials for this.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach,
Zelda speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Because my dad's leading this whole charge here for me, bringing courage and strength to the game that we're in with Team Fauci and the Biden administration and performing Saturday Night Live skits, in my opinion. And the CDC director, she's like the most comical to me now because with her black lipstick and her, oh, fear is coming, fear, you must be afraid. And then Team Fungus over here, listen, the virus is on our team, actually, but it's on the bench. I just thought about that while we were on the break. Virus is part of Team Fungus' team. The virus stays on the bench as long as the team is healthy. Hey, as long as you got those mycelium fungus in there doing their job, as long as you got the good bacteria in there, the kefir and the probiotics and all that. This team is healthy. Team Fungus is healthy. That virus is just on the bench. You know when the virus comes off the bench? When you stop being healthy. When you take in all that crap from the media and from the government, fear, 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 and then you eat McDonald's hamburgers. And I'm sorry, McDonald's. Let's just say donuts, Krispy Kreme, taking the Krispy Kreme in and just filling this vessel with a whole bunch of crap and processed food. Virus is going to come off the bench in that game, this team. So we want to do a little meditation to promote the earth and the fungi and the cannabidiols, all those plants that are coming out of Mother Earth to give us, this team, a strong, powerful energy to fight this this next half of the game. And hopefully this game is going to end before the end of the year. But either way, we want to keep our team strong with mushrooms and cannabidiols and probiotics. Thank you, Chick. And all the things that keep this team strong and keep the virus on the bench. You're not going to get rid of the virus. It's part of the millions, trillions of microorganisms that live in the ecosystem. So that's the comedy of Team Fauci, promoting all this fear and CDC and all that, all this fear, fear, fear. Here comes the Delta variant. It could be the Omega variant. It could be the clown variant. They just make this shit up, I'm sorry, as they go. And then they try and keep people in the fear. So let's get in the meditation and promote a beautiful energy out to our global family, especially in Europe where they are protesting like crazy. We want to send them this love vibration. I'm going to play a meditation called Earth My Body, a real Water My Blood, because we really do want to connect to Mother Earth with Team Fungus. We call it Team Fungus tonight. We might call it something else. But every show I do will be promoting the unity we need with Mother Earth and all her beautiful plants. So if you want, close your eyes. We're going to breathe in about 5 times and breathe out 5 times. Just to keep the rhythm going, to earth my body and sending this love to all our brothers and sisters out there in Europe who are fighting the battle, protesting, and we're sending this energy out. We're the halftime show that makes sense this tip tonight. So earth my body, breathing in and out. Love, power, all our brothers out there.
Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold. She likes to sing to me. She likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth. I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me. She likes to hold me. I carry fistfuls of leaves. I make love to the breeze. I carry fistfuls of bone. I trust they will lead me home. I carry grief on my wings. I know a caged bird sings. Through many turns of this moon, my women have suffered wounds. But my grandmother's with me. Close your eyes, can't you see? And my grandchildren are here. The rose, the crow, and the deer. I am surrounded by light, the light of stories. I need to quiet my mind, I need to listen. We are surrounded by light, the light of stories. We need to quiet our minds, we need to listen. Earth, my body, water, my body, oil, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit.
Namaste and shalom. Sadnam. We want to give you one more bit of information about the fungus. Team Fungus is powerful and strong. And we would not have Earth if it weren't for the fungus. We would not have life on Earth if it weren't for the fungus. So I want you to go away from this show having more respect for the mushrooms and all the plants that are giving us life, and have more respect for even the water and Mother Earth in every way. Picking up trash, we should be carrying a plastic bag. When I used to walk in the country when I was in my tiny house, with a plastic bag. And I used to take, in that bag, I used to pick up, as I walked, it was like my exit, I'd pick up trash. So my path was always clean of trash. And I think that's one of the things we can do to show respect for Mother Earth, is wherever you go, if you see trash, don't wait on someone else to do that's not doing their job. Just pick up the trash. Let us have some respect for Mother Earth. And here's a little bit more information about why life on Earth is only possible because of the fungus. So we can have more, get more mushrooms in us, promote more. Let's take mushrooms to our elderly. Get a nice casserole dish and fill it up with mushrooms for the elderly, and they won't even know we're giving them some strength and connection to Mother Earth and unity. We're working in unity. But here's just a little bit more.
Mycology is a branch of biology concerned with the study of fungi. It may not sound like the most interesting thing to make a video about, but fungi are some of the most incredible and important organisms on the planet and have been throughout the history of the Earth, possibly having been around for up to 1 billion years. Distinct from both plants and animals, fungi are their own separate kingdom, with literally millions of species coming in all shapes and sizes. One fungus to the next can be as different as a snake and a giraffe, or a chicken and a dung beetle. Although we might tend to think of mushrooms when we think of fungi, this is actually only the fruiting body of the fungus with much more going on below the surface. Some fungi are microscopic, invisible to the naked eye, while one fungus, the humongous fungus, is believed to be the single largest organism that exists by area, covering 2,200 acres in the US state of Oregon. For some people, the word fungus might stir up negative connotations, and of course some fungi can cause infections or diseases, while others are poisonous, and that furry stuff growing on your strawberries, that's a fungus too. However, while the bad is often visible and obvious, fungi are very much a force for good as well. We just don't notice it. Fungi are not something we tend to think about often, but they are, and especially have been, immensely important to the ecosystem of this planet. In fact, it's no understatement to say that life as we know it would not be possible without fungi. To understand how, we need to go back a few years. Well, a few billion years. Life in the form of single-celled organisms had already been around for a long time in the oceans, but as far as we know, the land was largely rocky and barren of life. Things started to change when some early bacteria developed the ability of photosynthesis, the process of converting the sun's light into nutrients. Over time, the byproduct of this, more oxygen in the atmosphere, led to the acceleration of more complex organisms in what is known as the Cambrian explosion, about 540 million years ago. But again, this was effectively confined to the water. The transition of more complex life forms to land was made possible because of fungi and their unique ability. Fungi can eat rocks, breaking them down and turning them into soil. This is achieved by secreting digestive enzymes as well as through mechanical pressure. Fungi were able to access nutrients that were otherwise unavailable to any other organism at the time. It was commonly thought that a short 60 million years or so after the Cambrian explosion, fungi began to move onto land. They would have most likely benefited from access to more than 2 billion years of bacteria on the shore to feed on. Of course, the fossil records from this period have quite significant gaps, so there's plenty of uncertainty, with actually the possibility that fungi had already been on land for a full 500 million years earlier. However long fungi had been on land beforehand, we are fairly certain that they were eventually followed by small protoplants, simple organisms that could photosynthesize. Fungi had minerals and plants had photosynthesis. They both needed what the other had to survive. Fungi and plants began to cooperate in a process known as symbiosis, forming a mutually beneficial relationship. As the fungi and plants began to spread, colonizing the land, they began to turn the earth green. The soil became more suitable for many other types of plants that had yet to evolve, eventually allowing for some to become independent of the fungi. With ecosystems becoming more complex, new dynamic balances were established. The increase in oxygen produced by plants was balanced out by a growing population of organisms that needed the oxygen to live. Likewise, the organic matter that started to build up after things would die needed to be recycled so it could continue to be used. This is where fungi come in. To put it simply, fungi eat death. By breaking down dead things, they allow the nutrients to be used again by living things. This set up another important cycle that's fundamental to sustaining all life on Earth, with fungi serving as one of the final building blocks to the world we know and love today. Of course, while new cycles were being established and developed into what would guide our modern ecosystems, older relationships continue to thrive. In particular, the symbiosis between plants and fungi, called mycorrhiza, has continued to change and evolve, even to this day, allowing more complex partnerships to form. There are two types of mycorrhizae, ectomycorrhiza, in which the fungus wraps itself around the roots of the plant, and endomycorrhiza, in which the fungus will actually penetrate the cell wall of the plant, entwining itself around the cell membrane. But as invasive as this sounds, this can actually make it even easier for the plant to benefit. The plant will happily let another organism literally live inside it because the fungus helps the plant derive more nutrients. Today, the vast majority of plants benefit from a symbiotic relationship with various different species of fungi. Some numbers have suggested as high as 90% of plants in the world. Some plants, after millions of years of evolution alongside fungi, still rely entirely on them for survival. The orchid plant family, for example, has virtually no independent energy reserve during its germination stage. That is, while it's growing from a seed into, well, a plant. Now, many orchids engage in a symbiotic relationship with fungi that is not mutually beneficial. Many of these species are actually a parasite to certain fungi, in which the plant will effectively suck the energy out of the fungus, in this case referred to as the host. At the same time, the fungus may be involved in a symbiotic relationship with another plant, so the orchid indirectly gets its energy through photosynthesis, even though many of these species have actually lost the ability to photosynthesize themselves. Parasitism can work the other way around, of course, with a fungus that is a parasite to a plant. As well as the exchange of nutrients between fungi and plants, fungi can actually help the plants exchange nutrients among themselves. For example, a small tree in a forest with limited access to sunlight could be fed more nutrients to help it, thus growing tall enough to be able to photosynthesize on its own. These more complex types of interactions between a fungus and potentially many different plants, from the smallest flowers to the tallest trees, are known as common mycorrhizal networks. Fungi are capable of connecting entire forests, which can sort of be thought of as nature's internet, or somewhat more comically, the wood wide web. Fungi are able to facilitate communication between plants, which can be especially strong if the plants are of the same species. Now, obviously plants aren't literally having a conversation with each other. They're not sentient. However, the communication they are capable of is still pretty impressive. While plants are able to communicate via the air as well, via the fungi is much more effective. Signals and cues are transferred between plants, which can influence behavior. For example, fungi can mediate the transfer of chemicals that plants produce to stunt the growth of their neighboring rival plant, such as by depriving them of nutrients or inhibiting their photosynthesis. These so-called allelochemicals may be used against herbivores such as insects that might want to eat the plant. Alternatively, fungi can also facilitate the warning signals that affected plants send to unaffected plants, triggering the plant's defensive response. Such a response could come in the form of a chemical that acts as a repellent to the attacker, which could be a pathogen, something that gives plants diseases, or again, a herbivore. Of course, this isn't just the fungus being altruistic. It's just that it's in the best interest of the fungus that the plant survives, allowing the continuation of their mutually beneficial symbiotic relationship. Fungi have played a key role in the development of the world as we know it. They may not always be visible, and they're not usually something we think of as being all that important, but fungi are an unseen cornerstone of their ecosystems, silently pulling the strings behind the scenes, forging relationships with many other organisms, both alive.
So there we have it. We have another caller I want to get to before we end. I just think it's so awesome. If you have time, don't forget, if you have Netflix, go and see that documentary, Fantastic Fungi. It is just amazing. It was one of the most well put together documentaries I've watched all year so far. It was just amazing. And just think about Team Fungus, Team Fungi. We are on Team Fungus. My dad's leading the team over back here, Sherman Howard. He's leading the team in spirit and power and truth. And we're going to defeat Team Fauci and his crazy crew of Saturday Night Live performances with CDC director leading the show. And our halftime performance is about meditation, music, that is going to wake up and heal the planet, especially if we're using things like mushrooms to offer to our friends and relatives so that they can connect to Mother Earth and get the vibration of the worldwide earth fungus connection. There's actually, as he said, fungus is like a earth internet connecting the trees and the plants and us. When we get that fungus, that mushroom in our bodies, we're going to be connecting people all over the earth. So let's promote Team Fungus and get that mushroom and our friends and relatives and even our enemies and just connect this powerful fungus energy that heals, that empowers and restores. So let me go to the phones before we have to say adios. 779-777, your mic is open. Welcome. Give us your name.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I got your phone.
Let all meet Koofy.
Hi, Koofy. How are you? Are you on Team Fungus with us, eating mushrooms?
Certain mushrooms are good. Certain, wild mushrooms are good, but you have to be careful. And what you can do is actually taste them, and if they're like a chemical in it, then don't do it. But mushrooms are from the earth, so as long as it's natural, yes, mushrooms grow off of trees.
They're everywhere. Okay. It's a fungus. They're everywhere. They're a fungus as part of the ecosystem.
Yeah, well,
so
fungus
is
good for the body.
What are you doing in Chicago these days to raise the consciousness?
Wow. 2 months ago, I started a face mask boycott wearing outside. Now, if you get to go in somebody's house or a private business, and they actually take your shoes off, if you want to go in, take your shoes off and put a face mask on. And so now, as a result of that, Walgreens and other stores, they're not allowing you to have jewels. You don't have to go in Whole Foods. You don't have to wear a face mask. It's a choice. You understand now? So I did a face mask boycott for that. So it works. And now I'm talking to so many sisters and brothers who have actually got the vaccine, and I give them a scenario and say, I looked up neutering. They neuter dogs and cats, right? You got a dog or a cat in your house, and you neuter means you don't want to have no babies, right? That process is to go to the veterinarian, and you get actually 5 shots every 21 days. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my. We've got to get into that maybe on Friday. We're at the
and
end
so
of our
now,
show.
Now they have a delta. Use seaweed herbs. We eliminate the vaccine out your body. That's all I want to say. That's a good one. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Koofy. It's really nice to hear from you. Do everybody, Naima is going to play our farewell greeting, which I love.
We've come to the end of our
and everybody,
but you can hear every
remember,
show
so
in
many lives. Government, don't believe in love. Go out there and be team cannabis, team cannabis, and team all the other herbs. Those natural earth grown products that will keep us strong and healthy. And spread the word. Spread the word. We're on team cannabis with all of our molds of fungi. I know that. Okay, so thank you for being with me tonight. Please spread the word. We're powerful team fungus. Halftime, we just said halftime with Team Fauci. We're going to ignore setting that live for a while and just do our thing and slaughter the other team. We're going to slaughter them. This next half of the football game is our game. We have so much knowledge. People are waking up. We're not putting up with this anymore. Everybody have a good evening. And we say, Cheche in
Japan. Arigato. Korea.
Japan.
Kamsahamnida. Russia. Spasiba.
Kamsahamnida.
Germany. Danke.
Spasiba.
Poland. Jeong Kujung.
Danke.
France. Merci. Spain. Gracias. Italy. Grazie. Egypt. Shukran.
Grazie.
Ghana. Medasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Liabonga. Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Love you.
Thank you.
for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.